sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in yet again the middle of the night. Way too late for a normal person to be awake and have a functional life. But alas, this is some of what comes our way in the way of the things that we do. Yeah, you know, there's been a few that have not been posted recently, but there's always a reason for that. A few times it's a technical reason, but sometimes, you know, it's just that God may have some things that I need to say, you know, for myself, for my own walk, health, and healing. And maybe it's not necessarily for something that needs to be tossed out there for the world, but by and large, whatever comes, whatever God has, look, if there's anything that God would have for us to send across, we put it out there. So that's just part of what we've given ourselves over to in taking up this assignment, taking up this call, doing this work and this task, even at this time. And you know, it's a blessing to us. You know, just not that we do this for any kind of feedback or any kind of appreciation. If we did, we would have quit a long time ago and called this whole project a complete failure and let it go. But you know, we do this because we do this out of obedience to what it is that God gives us to do. And we let the results be whatever they are. If they make people mad, they make people mad. If they bless people, they bless people. If they, you know, whatever it is, whatever the repercussions are, that's what they are. And we don't seek to nurse that as such or to direct that. It's very much, you know, a flow of, okay, he says, and we do. And if we do that, we've found over time that things pretty much turn out how he wants them to. Even if it's not necessarily what we might think, but his plan is always better. So, it's a good day. It's a good time to be alive. It's a good time to be a part of the body of Christ. I have to also make mention, Daniel has been doing some fantastic work on the site, just getting different things in place and putting different pieces up there. If you guys have noticed on the homepage, I had, you know, the other day as somebody was going through it and they just were like, wow, I did not know that all of that was there. And because some of the icons are a little bit small and a little bit tough to see. But if you've noticed on the homepage, on the far left, for those of you that are in Wi-Fi areas on your cell phone or you have a good 4G network, there's that FaithMix mobile that's right underneath the wings that are there. You can click on that and it'll take you to a spot where you can get the mobile, the audios for your mobile from the homepage. Daniel's also put up this plus minus thing that if you look at the titles of the audios, that if you want to know a little bit more about what's in there, just click on that little plus sign that's over on the right of the audio title, and it'll expand down the window and give you a write-up of kind of what's in there. Then above all of the audio buttons that are on the right, we are now utilizing the joys of social media as such. So Twitter, Facebook, Blogger, which the blog we've had for some time, we've got the button there, and also the RSS feed. So if you want to subscribe in iTunes or a number of those other things. It's all inside there. And yeah, when we post it, you get it right away. So all of that there, fantastic work to Daniel, our FaithMix webmaster, FaithMix team, the guys that help make this whole thing happen. You know, there's just this tiny little crew of us, but boy, I tell you, you don't need many people when the Spirit of God is with you, in you, and has equipped the skills that you have for the purpose at hand. So within these social media, hey, if something helps you, if something blesses you on this site, you know, we don't mind putting ourselves out there and taking the shots, but share it. Yeah, share it with other people. You know, be bold about it. And don't just hide somewhere and listen to these in a back corner. If it's helping you, it probably will help somebody else. And maybe it'll also show you who your friends are and who your friends aren't and who really wants truth and who doesn't. So it's not a bad litmus test. I sometimes do that. And sometimes people want to get a little bit closer to me or know me a little bit more. I'm like, are you sure? And I'm like, okay, well, here, listen to this. And let's talk after you're done. And yeah, I've seen people walk the other way, you know, after they listen to some stuff on here. Just because it's, yeah, if you don't want 100% truth, if you have a vested interest in something in this world, then something like this, something like our buddy Zeph, people like Barbara Marcotti, Brother Thomas, these guys out there, we're not going to be appealing. We're different. We're just wired differently. But you know what's fun about the servants of Christ that are on this path of truth? When you meet them, boy, it's like you've always known them. I mean, you have. On an eternal scale, on an eternal level, you've always known each other. And you know what's fun for me has been, you know, even over these last 18 months, the opportunities to meet people that, you know, that we've maybe been ministering side by side around the world for, you know, maybe even a decade. But at the same time, finally being able to meet in person. And it's, you know each other. Because the Spirit of God within you knows each other. You know, your body knows when your left hand and your right hand touch, you know that it's your own hands. And like that, you know, in the body of Christ, when we meet a brother or sister in Christ, a true one, something in your spirit just says, yeah, that's one of ours. And when there are people posing, pretending to be one of his and are not, you feel that as well. They can try to talk the talk. They can try to look the part. They can try all of these different things. But something inside of you says, you know what? Whatever's speaking through that person, that is not the voice of the shepherd. That is not the voice of Jesus who I follow. And, you know, there are there are many Jesuses in this world that people have shaped after their own image. They use his name because his name has power, but they don't serve him. And, you know, they try to, they do what they, what worlders do all the time. You know, worlders try to trade on people's names. You know, I see that happen a lot when I'm, you know, when I meet some of those guys or I'm around them for a little bit, how, oh, they love to name drop, you know, because of their own inadequacies. They love to try to tell you who they know, where they know them from, and by that association with the world and the world system and people of rank to then, in their system, to then try to say, see, because I'm around people of rank, therefore I have a similar rank in that system. Look, that whole system is broken. And Jesus said, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go, make disciples of all nations. Matthew 28. Now, I am, in him I live and move and have my being, then, and if I'm associated with the true Christ Jesus, well, hey, and I'm in him, I trump all the names that you've got. You can drop any name in your world system, and it's beneath me. It's beneath you. It is beneath the feet of the body of Christ. So, yeah, I mean, that's just the spiritual reality of it. In the natural, they try to turn things around or whatever, but that doesn't change what the eternal reality is. So, you know, I mean, tough. That's the path they chose. They chose to walk away from light and truth and from that which would set them free, and to be slaves to a world system that hates them. That's their choice, not ours. Many are called, the chosen are few. The chosen are those that respond. The chosen are those that go with Christ. When he calls, they follow. When he leads and directs, they go with that, leading in direction and guidance. So, yeah, you know, it's one of those things where if people just knew what made for peace, if they knew what made for the filling of that hole in their soul, it's only Christ. You can't find it anywhere else. You really can't. You know, there is no peace, there is no security, there is no safety anywhere but in him. And, you know, right now we're moving into a time where in the world people are trying to find a safe place. You know, we're going to shift as time goes on from people, you know, I mean, yeah, people are always going to remain, because that twisted heart within people, greedy and looking for, you know, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. Yeah, so that's going to still remain, but you're going to see a shift of people just starting to say, okay, where is a safe place? And people looking for that. And because the world is getting turbulent. The world is moving down a particular line. And yeah, this process, you won't find a safe place in the external. You won't find a safe place in the natural. You will find a safe place in the realm of the spirit. And you will find a safe place when you walk with Christ. See, when you walk with Christ, when he is in you and his life flows through you, you're fine. You can walk into the middle of a war zone and you walk right through it. I know, because I've done it. Now I did not do that kind of stuff based on my own thinking. No, the Spirit of God leads and guides. You go, and if you go where he leads you, you're fine. And you know, one thing that you notice is there's a tremendous peace that you have on the inside when you're in step with him. See, when you're in step with the Spirit of God, what he does is you'll have a peace within your soul wherever it is that you go and whatever it is that you're engaging in, because you're in the center of his will, doing the right thing at the right time in the right place. And when you hit that balance and you're remaining in oneness with the Spirit of God, you know, that is that sweet spot of our existence. That is the place that once you've tasted that, you don't want to ever be anywhere else, because you know the joy of that spot. So that sweet spot is in oneness with the Spirit of Christ, where there is no separation between you and the Father. The fulfillment of John 17 and the prayer of Christ Jesus is being manifest in your life. So you're in oneness with the Spirit of Christ, and you are at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing, and knowing in your heart that that is solidified. Oh my gosh, When you have that, you, I mean, there's no amount of money in the world that can buy that. There is no manipulating that the world can do to ever come close to that sense or that sensation. Oh, they try so hard, but they can never get there. But you, child of God, can know that. This is what is available to you, what is available to me. This is part of the abundant life that Jesus wanted us to have. See, when Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly, part of the manifestation of that is oneness with Him and the ability to, out of that oneness, to be at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. That was Jesus. That was His life. You know, while He was here in the earth, everything about Him was perfect. His timing was perfect. Now, in that process of His timing being perfect, there were a lot of people that thought His timing was off. Lazarus dies, and Jesus hangs out, waits back for a little while, and shows up after He's been buried in the tomb for, it's the fourth day. So 3 days and three nights Lazarus had been in the tomb. Waits a couple extra days. You know, doesn't seem like a good friend, does he? Kind of waiting back and hanging back, doing what? While, you know, his friends are mourning and struggling and trying to. But he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly where he was going to be and what he was going to do when he got there. The fulfillment of prophecies. There's over 300 plus messianic prophecies in relationship to Christ, in relationship to His birth, the life that He would live, tons of stuff, and a lot about His death. All of those, death on a cross and what that would be about. You know, His entrance into Jerusalem, gosh, so much. He fulfilled every one of those to the T, perfectly. Perfect time, perfect way. I mean, hanging on the cross, you know, and, you know, then He asked for something to drink. They gave Him the bitter gall. It's written in scriptures, in the Psalms. All of it that was there, they put it on that sponge. He fulfilled everything. There was not a shadow of a doubt. And, you know, the veil was taken away at Pentecost for people to see when Peter said, this Jesus whom you have crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ. Then it was like, oh my God, literally. Oh my God, Jesus, my God. And 3,000 pricked in their heart, baptized that day, under the realization of who He was. Yeah, because that's what happens. You know, there is that, when you understand who Christ really is, when you have a revelation of that, I mean, it's a continuing, expanding revelation, even as God is limitless. The depths of His love and who He is an eternal pursuit. And yet, what you know of Him this day fills you to overflowing. And, you know, to experience less or to be given a counterfeit is a disservice to yourself, as a disservice to what He made you to be. See, this is why for me, I have zero desire for man's religions. Having gone to the full extent of what that could have been and seen it from the inside of what it is, there's nothing there. Nothing. It's an empty, shallow, shell. And those that are involved are, you know, the leadership of those things are as bound, if not more, than the people that they seek to control. They're all miserable. Oh gosh, everybody inside there is miserable. They're all faking it till they make it, as they used to say. Fake it till you make it. Yep, that's life there. You know, all of them putting on a smile because you don't want to show anybody that you might have had a rough day, because that's obviously an indicator that God does not love you. Yeah, okay. Because unless you are, unless you are wealthy and healthy, there's something wrong with your faith. Well, yeah, anyways, Warren Buffett is pretty darn wealthy. And doesn't sound like he's been in any kind of bad health recently. Have you seen a picture of the man? Well, okay. There's not really the joy of the Lord radiating from his face. So, yeah, you know, you can pursue all that the world has to offer, but at the end of the day, the only joy, the only peace that you'll ever have is in a relationship with your Creator, in a relationship with Christ Jesus. That's it. And out of that, you know, this is the joy for us. We have that right now. You know, when you have that, yeah, life will do, and what God will allow life to do is to test that. To test that resolve, to test that desire, to test that decision that you've made to walk with Him. Do you really want to be with Him? Is this a passing fancy, or are you really, in your heart of hearts, choosing to be married to Him for all eternity? If that's what you want, you'll have it. But if He's not your true desire, if He's not your true love, then you'll walk away. And the parable of the seed that's sown on the different soil is a case in point. You know, the kingdom of God is like that. That word, Jesus is the Word made flesh. And what was brought forth in the different soils, and the, you know, Lot didn't last very long at all. Just disappeared, fell on rocky places on the path. Other people popped up really quick, and but that didn't. That as soon as they were tested, they fell away. And then others, the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this life choked it off and made it unfruitful. But you and I are that seed that fell among the good soil. Persist. Keep moving, keep going with Him. Trust, you will bear the fruit that God has assigned for you in due season, in due time. Humble yourself under God's mighty hand, and He will lift you up. Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God has put the instructions in His Word for us to keep us on the path, to help us in the way. If you just trust Him in these, if you just follow Him in these. See, what the world does is it sees one that says, okay, I want to follow Christ. And then what it does is it starts throwing everything at them to get that person off that path, to get that person back into the fold. And if you determine in your heart that no matter what, you're going to keep going, and you keep checking with the Father, He will keep leading you. The Spirit of God, which is the Good Shepherd, will keep leading you past all of those obstacles, past the snares for your soul that the devil has laid out. He'll lead you past them. They won't hold you. They won't trap you. So He knows what He's doing with us. So it is a good day. It's always a good day in Christ Jesus. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, the Psalms are beautiful. God's Word is beautiful. Gosh, so much in there. Just everything you need for life is in there. It's like your owner's manual. God just speaks to you out of that. Like the owner's manual for your car, it's in there. Just go. But you know one thing, when you read the Word, you just have to ask the Spirit of God to open it up to you. Don't approach it from your own understanding, and don't approach it with an ulterior motive. If you do, you're probably going to find something, but it won't be God. And you'll get off into some really crazy things. I've seen it happen many, many a time. Now, when you approach the Word, just before you get into it, just say, Lord God, please open up my heart and open up my mind to understand what it is that you're speaking to me from this Word. And I get out of the way and I invite you to show me. Because I want to walk with you, I want to serve you, I want to be what you made me to be. You just do that, watch what happens. He'll open up His Word to you. You don't have to worry about it. He wants to show you. You know, another prayer, and we talked about this recently, was, Lord God, if I'm missing it, if I'm missing you, would you please correct me? Would you please bring me back? Would you please show me and help me, Lord, to stay on the right path? If you pray that, God will do that, because He loves you and He wants you to be in step with Him. So, just realize that God is always in control in what goes on in our lives. And as you trust Him, He'll lead and guide you in and through all things that go on around you. So yes, nothing to worry about at all. And, I just want to let you guys know again, love you guys. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. And I'll catch up with you again real soon. All right, bye. Yeah.